We are recording.
Okay, so good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is February 17. The time is 6:01 p.m. I call this monthly meeting of the Nashua Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. So let's see. Chris, roll call, please.
Hey, Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Secretary Holland.
Present.
Treasurer Heath.
That's me.
And Director Duquette.
Present.
Okay. And with that, we move on to public input. Does anybody have anything to say or comment on regarding this evening's agenda? Okay, since I'm not hearing anyone for public input, we'll move on. Excuse me. So let's see, minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of January 20, 2021. Do we have a motion to approve last month's minutes?
I'll move to accept the minutes as presented.
If I can make one small change, under the term auditor report, where it says Nashua Airport Authority received an unmodified opinion, it's basically an unqualified opinion. This should be the term.
Okay.
Sorry, that's my...
I would say as amended.
That's my CPA hat coming out.
No, you're right, Dave. Good catch.
Second.
Okay, so any further discussion? Okay, so the January 20, 2021 minutes will be, approved subject to that one editorial change, offered by Director Heath.
Okay, so somebody has been seconded, so we can vote.
Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Aye.
Hey, any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So that, let's see, that moves us to Treasurer's Report. Go ahead, Dave.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Yes, approval of the January 2021 financial statements subject to audit. Take it away, Dave.
Well, I went through this and compared it to other periods, prior months, and everything looks in order. There's one thing that we did I don't want to bore a lot of you with the technicalities of it, but basically there were a couple of adjustments made in January, but they were pushed back to December. So year to date is fine, but January is essentially, if you look at the 7 months, where am I here? Wait a minute, stand by for a sec. So going down let's just go back to the beginning here. Let's just start with the balance sheet. Everything looks is good. There's a bit of a jump in the project accounts payable that had to do with some work that's been done on the upcoming projects, one of the upcoming projects, but that's just normal. Nothing anomaly here. We're looking into some bookkeeping issues and these things here. Some of the accruals aren't quite right, but they're small dollars. But the bottom line, the income of $86,000 year to date is good. And I started to mention there'll be a little bit of a flip flop where the numbers as reported in December were a little bit overstated, but then that just means that the numbers in January are going to be understated. So the plus and the minus is that the numbers for year to date January are in good shape. And Susan and I are working on the details of that, but it was a $6,000 swing. Most of it had to do with said, we'll just blame it on Nick. It was one of the Gail's invoices that was actually for December, but it was put in January. But then she pushed it back to December. And that was about $6,600. So, but anyway, the bottom line is, well, this number here, the 86,000 year to date in net income is good, and the balance sheet is good. So that's really that's really what is important. So that's about all I got for now. The budget, all the comparisons to budget. Again, nothing. There's the land lease income, which is essentially the college. Fuel flowage is down a bit. Snow plowing is right about where it was expected to be. Snow removal income. And for the year, we haven't had quite as much snow as we budgeted. So that's down a little bit, but then these numbers here are going to be down too. So, it's a good thing.
Yeah. February may make up for that, huh, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. So everything else is in good shape. Nothing, for the month. You know, the electricity looks like it's low, but it's a timing thing between December. Building and grounds, that's down this month. Vehicle repairs is less than we spent last month because we didn't. There were some improvements made to the vehicles in December that were expected in the budget, but it just didn't happen yet. It happened in prior months. So again, I don't want to spend too much time on the variance between, on the monthly variance. It's year to date. We're in pretty good shape. We're pretty good shape. This is operational. So, that's about all I got.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we're in really good shape.
Yeah.
So I'd make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Pending audit.
Pending on it.
Yep.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor of approving the January financials subject to audit, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Brings us to communications. So we have, we have a communication from Boar Properties LLC / Infinity Aviation LLC, request of transfer of land and operating rights. And Greg Leeson is here to address us about this. Greg, take it away.
Hey, everybody. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Greg. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Wish it was a little bit more personal, but here we are.
Yeah.
Well, the law largely speaks for itself. Essentially, we're at the conclusion of a process that I began well over a year ago. If you remember, it was a year ago, the February 20 meeting that we dealt with the extensions to these leases to make lenders happy. And then, of course, COVID hit. Everybody kind of hid under their bunkers, and it took the slow route to its conclusion. And here we are on the heels of closing. And one of the things that has occurred is because of some, lenders' requirements and consolidation of assets and the way that the guarantees are written, we've actually created a couple of new entities that we're going to be transferring the assets into, which, of course, means that the these assignments have to be requested and hopefully granted without any trouble. That's the short version. There's a year-long version if you want the whole orchestra, but it's pretty academic. Nothing exciting going on beyond that.
So
I'm here for questions.
Greg, right now the leases are in Bois Properties LLC. Is that the
land? Yes. No, they are. The land leases are in the name of Bois Properties
LLC.
And then there's one operating rights that's in the name of Infinity. And right. So we're trying to transfer those to the respective new entities.
Yeah. Okay. So basically it's just simply a reorg. Merging Bois Properties into Perimeter Road Properties LLC. Is that a kind of a nutshell?
That is 100% accurate. And then Infinity Aviation Services into Infinity Aviation Group. Aviation Group was actually that was a name that we had already. That was our former charter company. It worked well for this reorg. So,
and there's the ownership is similar. Of those LLCs?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to handcuff you to make sure you don't go anywhere.
Yeah. No, we're excited about this. You know, it was unfortunately we've all had this year delay, but the future is bright.
Okay, good. Good. Glad to hear that.
The last thing I'll just mention is that all of us, you know how banks work, nothing's happening. Then all of a sudden they're like, okay, we'll be ready in a few weeks. So you need to get this stuff, that type of deal. Right. So
Okay.
They are telling me that I could potentially have a closing set for the end of next week, if not the first week of March. So that's kind of why I'm here.
So we don't have any documents to actually approve at this point, right, Greg? Your closing people haven't actually provided documents for in their language, or do we provide that? Or
you guys, they've already seen what your typical assignments look like based upon how it was assigned to us way back in 2007. Okay. And so they have basically told me, prepare them the way those are prepared and we're happy. What I would expect is that, Chris and chime in if you know something different, but Chris and Susan prepare the assignments, and then I'll provide those guys with a date, like if the closing happens to be on, March 4th or whatever the day is, and then we just date it that, and it gets signed by Farrell or whoever is authorized on your end. Okay. But they're okay with the language as you've typically done it.
All right.
As far as a board action tonight, I would think that we could take a vote on just approving, generally speaking, this action. Then get the paperwork drawn up, and then it will simply be a formality of, say, myself and or Chris signing the final document, since the board already would have approved of this activity. Does that sound reasonable to folks?
Yeah. So basically tonight the board just simply has to, approve the transfer, the assignment, and then the paperwork follows.
That's my understanding how you guys, I know that's what the bank is happy with, so.
Sure. Okay. Well, I don't mind making a motion to authorize the transfer of these leases in Greg's letter to, I guess it's transfer the leases, basically assign the leases in accordance with Greg's letter. I guess that's the motion.
And to allow the chairman and or representative of National Airport Authority to sign off on the documents when complete per this board action, something like that.
Yes, I'll add that to it.
Okay.
Okay. So I will second that motion. Is there any further discussion?
Jess, being the new secretary, you got all that? Okay.
Susan can help you out.
Okay, all those who approve the transfer of properties as requested and allow myself and Chris to sign, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so that motion carries.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Keep swinging.
Oh, that's
Greg. Thanks for choosing Nashua. Really appreciate it.
You know you have many choices in your airports. So we think you're flying Nashua.
Happy to be here.
Good.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, everybody. Greatly appreciate it.
Not a problem. So let's see. That brings us to
Farrell. Excuse me.
Oh yes.
Is there any way that we could get Phil Matier's part done right now? Because he has another meeting he has to get to by 7 o'clock.
I don't object to that.
So if we could have Phil's presentation prior to the reports.
Sure. Anybody else object to moving Phil Matier up?
No. Just what page is that in the packet?
It's not.
It's not? Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. Well, in that case,
it's under the new business, Brian. It would have been Terrafuge's LSA certification.
Okay.
So Phil, welcome to our meeting, and please, you have the floor.
Phil's not moving. Oh, there he goes. Oh. Okay, Phil, you got to get the hamsters off the internet there. Yeah, we're not getting any communication.
Phil, I don't know if you can hear us, but you're breaking up pretty badly.
Yeah. Oh, well, that fixed that problem. Oh, yeah. There he is.
Am I back up?
Yep.
There you go.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I started out saying I've been having internet issues, so I'm going to get I'm going to get the important things out front. This is just an opportunity for me and Terrafuge to say thank you to the Nashua Airport Authority. You approved our requests and moving in a while back, and we just had a big milestone recently. If you've listened carefully on the radio, November 301 Tango Foxtrot is not experimental anymore. We have a certified airplane in our hangar.
Yep.
Congratulations. So,
a big thanks to Chris and his ops team down there for the things that they've done and the way that they supported. And if you want, I talked to Chris about 15 minutes to say, what have we been doing for this last year and a half to get an airplane certified? So can I share the screen, Chris, or whoever?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's go with screen 2. All right, I'm just going to show you a 30-second clip of, can you see the video?
Yes.
All right, let's see if I can run it. Get your. All right, you're starting with a 30-second clip of our light sport aircraft flying on your airfield. If you've been out there, you've seen us doing quite a bit of this for the last year and a half, especially since Halloween. We went pretty well full time from November, December, and middle of January. And coming into land. Now, I have to say an interesting thing about landing is because we're in a car configuration with the wheels, the rear wheels are far behind the center of gravity. That means when those touch down, it brings the airplane down securely and stays down. So you can land this thing. You can do a full stall landing if you want and land in the 40s. You can basically land anywhere from 40 to 70. So learning to land an airplane has completely changed because the best way to do it is just to fly it on the runway with power. And you kind of saw that here, round out, level off, and fly it onto the runway. And as a simple thing to do. All right. So what I also did was, how about slides? Are you seeing slides?
Yes.
All right. I thought I'd give you a summary on what we've been doing for the last year and a half. 4 phases of flight testing and static testing. The first thing, phase 1, was simply getting a third generation design flying.
Join.
Did something go wrong?
Melly?
No, somebody's got to mute their mic. Somebody's got to mute their mic.
Yeah, Chris, can you mute Dave's iPad? Or
somebody's iPad. Is? Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, Phil.
Phil, you up still?
You look various times.
Lose you again, Phil.
We've had all three. Either the left or there's a.
Phil, we're not getting all of your audio. We're barely getting any of it.
Oh, Phil went away.
I think I heard in the audio that he said he's giving everyone in this call one of those planes.
Yeah.
I think you heard correctly.
You've been watching the Ellen DeGeneres show too much.
I know I want one. I don't even have a pilot's license yet.
You don't need one. Just go to Concord, get a driver's license.
Phil does not look much like Oprah.
Yeah,
we seem to have lost Phil altogether here at the moment.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, hopefully he's going to try and dial in again. Or can you do that if he leaves? Can he?
Yeah. Greg did it earlier, so I think Phil can
check the waiting room to make sure he's not waiting to get back in.
Nobody there.
Has the airport heard anything about the future of Terrafugia?
Other than what? No, what do you mean?
Well, the news is that they've had 100 layoffs down at Woburn, and they're moving everything to China.
Wow.
Well, I think we could address this with Phil.
Well, let's let him speak to the fun stuff first.
Oh. Yeah, thanks for the buzzkill, Wes.
I just happened to see it on avweb.com.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not seeing Phil come back on. Carl, do you want to start with the power reports?
Chris, do we have a phone number for him?
Yep.
Let's give him a call on his cell phone and see if we can get him back in here. But anyway, but yeah, we can move along too if you want.
Yeah, could you share the
Yeah. Let me get that back up. Whoops, where'd you go?
Okay, so let's see. We want to go over to the tower report.
Nope, that's not it. There it is. This is the first month of the year.
Yeah. So for January, looks like 6,080 operations. So we're off 421 or minus 6% versus December of 2020 and, off 795 or 12% versus the same month last year. So not sure what that's due to, but, I'd like to see things pick up again as time moves along.
I assume that's more of the school than of the weather.
I think it's weather.
Oh, you think it's weather? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess we're going to get another weather event on Friday. So I think Chris is trying to.
I think the next on the agenda. So I guess we don't have to accept the tower report, do we?
No. We typically don't accept these reports. Chris is trying to get Phil on the phone, so I'm going to skip ahead to.
Hang on, Farrell. I just spoke with Phil, and he lost his internet altogether, so he's going to bail out for tonight, no pun intended.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
Where the heck do you live? Peterborough or something?
I think he heard Wes's comment, and he went running for the hills. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I just repacked his parachute, so he's okay there.
Okay. Good.
Oh, he's really screwed.
So
check it, huh?
I think we're Chris, we're up to the airport manager's report now.
Okay. Recent events, none. Obviously, due to COVID, we didn't have any events this past year. Upcoming events, we still have June 23rd through the 27th Commemorative Air Force. We'll be coming to Nashville to be bringing the B-29, the B-24 squadron, B-29 Super Fortress Fifi, and B-24 Diamond Lil. They're also going to bring a T-6 Texan, P-51. And someone's trying to chime in. Stand by. And PT-13 Stairman. So they'll be here for the week. You can go on their website. You can book rides ahead of time at www.airpowersquadron.org/Nashua-New Hampshire. Should be a good turnout. Hopefully we have some good weather like we had the last time they were here. They had record turnouts. Other items of interest. The FAA is still considering a request by the U.S. Air Force to establish the Chugs temporary MOA in the vicinity of Windham, Vermont. And we've spoken about this the last few meetings, so if there's any changes to it, I'll let everybody know at the upcoming meetings. But again, just want to make sure that all pilots are checking NOTAMs when this is in effect, which will be June 1st through the 30th of this year. Currently, the Airport Authority does not have any potential tenants on our waiting list. I do have some people we're looking for in the future. There's a couple of people that are actually in negotiations, we'll say, right now for hangars with a couple of people. And we also have two hangars for sale right now. I had a single one listed on my page here, but I just found out that there's another one for sale on Building 13. And if you drive by it, the number is plastered on the side of the building, or if anybody wants, then contact me and I'll give you all the contact info. So two hangars available for sale in Building 13 right now. Sarah Marchant, City of Nashua Community Development Division Director, has asked that we share the following information about the Imagine Nashua City Plan for Nashua, citywide plan for Nashua. As you may recall, she attended our meeting last month and gave a really nice presentation. You can look up on the website. You can see this page that I'm reading this off of. But essentially, she's asking that people register for this and join them on March 2nd at 6 p.m. for a virtual meeting where they'll be focusing on six topic areas. So you can go onto their website, nashua.nashuanewhampshire.gov/forumcenter/community-development-18. Imagine, again, best off reading this off the website when we post it. Kind of a lengthy, you can see it right there. Other items of interest. February 12th, which was last Friday, received a notice from the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics slash FAA that our airport qualifies for the latest COVID-19 relief grant program. The FAA is calling it the Airport Coronavirus Response Grant Program, ACRGP. They like giving them those fancy little terms. So as soon as the FAA issues the New Hampshire block grant programs, its funds, the New Hampshire DOT will issue sub-grant offers to the likes of Nashua Airport. We'll review it, sign, return to DOT, then the DOT will submit it to the governor and state attorney general's office for final approvals. And in this round of grants, we've been told that we're going to receive $57,162. So that's a great thing for Nashua. And I don't have anything else. Anybody have any questions?
Chris, what's the are there any restrictions? Is that those operating funds or those equipment purchases?
They're essentially operating funds, Dave, similar to okay. The last grant that we received.
The $69,000 that we got? Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
This is Wes Liu. I keep hearing that the airport needs a tractor. Can any of this be applied towards that?
Well, technically, it says that they can't be used for capital improvements, Wes, only operating expenses. But we'll be following up with New Hampshire DOT about that, because we're actually in need of a pickup truck as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that brings us.
Yeah. brings us to the engineer's report. And we have Nick Ippolito from Gale Associates.
Good evening, everyone. So Gale is administering currently two projects on behalf of the authority, the first being the phase two pavement maintenance project. I'm happy to report that at this time, the contracts between the Nashua Airport Authority and Continental Paving have been fully executed. We've been in coordination with Continental to develop a project schedule, as well as begin preparations for construction. And by next month's meeting, we should have an anticipated start date. And this should allow the authority to coordinate with users in the affected hangars. I did have a question posed by Continental regarding their bid prices, since they bid this project almost 2 years ago at this point. They asked if there were any provisions for adjusting unit prices that have changed since the time they prepared the bid. I forwarded that question along to NHDOT, since they're really the only ones that can answer that. It's sort of above my pay grade. Still waiting for a response. I plan on following up on that topic tomorrow. Once the start of construction, the timeframe has been agreed upon, Gale will prepare the notice to proceed for that date and begin coordinating a time and place to conduct the mandatory pre-construction conference. This conference will discuss the topic of operational safety on airports during construction, and it is a good opportunity for anyone on the authority or anyone in general to ask questions about what might be happening with that project. So actions requested of the authority at this time, there are none. Any questions on the pavement maintenance project?
Nick, my recollection of everything up until the last discussion with Continental said that they would honor the bid, even though, you know, it was a while ago and all that stuff, and we thought that was really good of them. But now they're saying, wait a minute, can we get more money?
Well, I think they are still honoring their prices, but they have some material suppliers and subcontractors who are claiming that they have changes.
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of too bad?
It certainly is. If the authority wants to take that position, they're already under contract.
I mean, they've been good to us. I don't want to, you know, tuck it to them or anything, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to have any delays and more red tape at DOT and all that stuff going on.
Can I add something to this, Nick?
Absolutely.
Keep in mind that this is 100% FAA share, and that's why Nick brought this to Carol's attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, we typically build in contingency in the amount of about 5% of the overall grant.
Okay.
So if their prices change a few cents on the dollar or something like that, you know, I don't foresee an issue. We typically underrun the construction quantities anyways.
Hey, Nick. This is Joe. Maybe just being in your position quite a bit, maybe is it safe to say that you'll monitor this and we won't let the lack of communication hold up the deal? If DOT comes back and says, sure, no problem. But if it goes radio silent, then the answer would be back to them. Sorry, guys, no go, but we're going to keep things moving. We're not going to let it. It'll be a parallel effort, not a consecutive effort, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Okay. No, per a couple of emails I received from Bruce over Continental today, they're already looking at purchasing the long lead items like the castings. I think the castings for the loading that Nashua needs is a 6 to 12 week lead time. So they sent an email today saying, hey, you know, the plans say that if the castings that are in place are good, they can be reused. So do you have a number that we should purchase as opposed to the total contract amount? Because we don't want to get stuck with these at the end of the job. I am going through the plans, but if it's all right with the authority, I do think they have a valid point. And they don't want to be stuck with these castings that are like $1,200 a piece at the end if they can reuse them. So if it's all right with the authority, I'd like to tell Continental that if they purchase the number of castings required, that we would just replace all the castings on the airfield. I know that some of them need replacement badly. Others are in decent shape, but for the sake of just trying to be fair and reasonable, I think it would be acceptable to allow them to replace all the castings in the project area.
Okay.
But that's a question for the board.
Well, I don't know if it is, but I think that gets into micromanaging from what I'm thinking. But what castings? What do you mean castings?
The catch basin frame and cover.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's something that if Continental buys some stuff and reuses ours, that that's all stuff that I don't think we need to get involved with.
Yeah. I mean, how many are we talking about?
There are 37 catch basins and one double great catch basin, so 38 total.
Okay.
Nick, is there a way we can evaluate what's there to determine their reusability?
We can certainly do that, and I have photos of just about every one of them from when we did the pre-design site walk. The problem is, it's not necessarily the castings I'm concerned about, it's the condition of the structures themselves. A lot of the structures, some structures are still combined sewer from way back in the 70s. Some of them are all brick and mortar. There's no precast to them. So
is this a Pennywise pound foolish question? I mean, yeah. is this we got a lead time on these items, so just get them because odds are we're going to run into problems. So if we get them, we have them, and it's not really a big money mover. Is that kind of one of those situations where the cost of not having them when we need them versus maybe spending a little bit more and having them and having some extras is going to be outweighed by just getting the project done?
Well, I think the cost is what it is. If we have them install all of them, then we will have used up all of the quantity in the contract, but they're only going to get paid for what they actually install. So if there is a structure that we don't see the need to replace the casting on, we can just say, this appears to be okay, don't replace it, and they'll have to reuse that elsewhere. But these larger airport rated castings are pretty specialty items, so I don't know that they would be able to off airport. But again, that's a discussion we can have at that time.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Is there a decision that needs to be made on that, or is that a discretion type of,
sounds
like a smart idea, but.
I think they're.
Do you need anything from us to go for an action item for you, I guess is really the question.
Yeah, I could just tell them that it's something we'd have to wait until we get in the field to see, to buy, a fraction of them, and we can.
What would you recommend, Nick, as the professional on the job? What would you recommend? If you were to say, if this was your money, what would you do?
Well, I mean, per the contract, they're supposed to defer to what the engineer says, whether or not they're replaced. So I would say get what you need and we'll figure it out when we get in the field.
Nick,
but we're only paying for the number you actually
the contract, right?
It is, yep.
Yeah, so if it's in the contract, then do it.
And I don't think, sitting here and, nitpicking a couple here and there is in our best interest because you're talking about there are ones that have failed. And who's to say that you put an older one, leave it in place, and then it's very old already, and then it fails. Now you have to go out and try to find these and dig it all up, cutting pavement up. It just, again, just doesn't sound like the right direction.
Yeah. I would assume they're all bad and they all get replaced.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's fair.
Thank you.
All right. And the second project is the rehabilitation of Taxiway Alpha. The design effort is nearing completion. We anticipate having the 95% design completed by this Friday. That 95% design will be distributed to the board as well as to NHDOT and FAA for their review and comment. Once we receive the review comments on those plans and specifications, we'll make the necessary changes, and following that, we will go out to bid. We will need to work with the authority, with Susan and with Chris, to have the advertisement posted in the Telegraph. Otherwise, we can handle the remainder of the bidding. That advertisement is reimbursable under AIP. So just send along that invoice for publishing that solicitation and we'll get you guys reimbursed for it. And then the final bullet here is Gail's contract for this project has been sent to the authority for comparison to the independent fee estimate. And based on my discussions with Chris, it appears that Gail's fee is within 10% of the IFE, even with an additional permitting phase added. So for this reason, I believe that the board would be in a position to vote to approve if you guys so choose. So recommended actions are please make a motion on Gail's contract for design and construction phase services related to the project.
I wish you were buying dinner.
I wish I was too. I'm starving right now, actually.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept Gail's contract based on the IFEs and the fees provided.
And Chris, you agree with his comment?
Yes, I've already reviewed all the documents, Brian, and they were within 10%, as Nick stated.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll second the motion. Is there any further discussion on this item? Okay, I'll take that as a no. So all those in favor of approving Gail's contract, please say aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay, so that motion carries.
Okay. Chris, I will send you a finalized contract in PDF form, if that's all right. We can sign it digitally if you'd like. We have the software to do it.
Okay.
So that will, we'll pass that along before the end of the week.
Nick, I'd like to discuss something else, if I may. You and I had talked about this, and it was about the ducting option. We were trying to get the taxiway lights as part of this taxiway project installed in conduit, duct, however you want to call it. Nick had a meeting with the FAA with John Kirkendall, and they have denied the request to put the additional conduit ductwork into the project. And Nick can speak a little more to this, but essentially, because this is somewhat of a temporary fix, perhaps a 10-year deal, the FAA didn't feel that it was necessary to put it in ductwork if, in fact, that we do plan on moving Taxiway Alpha in the future. And they've also indicated that if and when we do move Taxiway Alpha to its future location, they will then at that point consider the ductwork as a permanent solution. Nick?
Yep, that was well said. I think because this rehabilitation is not part of the master plan slew of projects that were established during that update. They do not support it. It's a big expense to 10 years from now relocate Taxiway Alpha and leave all that ductwork there. So they said that, you know, if the authority was willing to abandon any future plans to relocate Alpha, they might support it. But in all honesty, I think relocating Alpha is, you know, basically the remainder of the projects in the master plan hinge on that as one of the first. So it would really limit your development goals that were identified there. And not only that, it would be a massive effort in paperwork for something that, I guess, for all intents and purposes, I do agree with their logic. You know, if 10 years from now, Nashua wants to relocate that taxiway, John Kirkendall said he does feel that duct systems are the best way to go, and he would support it in the future, provided that, you know, it's justified and necessary.
So to summarize our discussion, excuse me, that Nick and I had earlier today, you know, it was, do we give up this plan of relocating Taxiway Alpha and do the ductwork now? Well, that would prohibit us in the future, as Nick just described. So my feeling is that we move forward with the project as approved by the FAA. And I hope everybody concurs with that.
So, Nick, a question for you. Has the technology progressed and buried wire is a little more robust, than it was when the previous system was installed?
I know that the jacketing and the protection around the cables have come a long way since I think those were done in the 70s. I know that there were sections that were spliced during the runway project when all of the connecting taxiways were installed. So the cable that's in the ground has been spliced and cut up and nicked and scratched over the years. I think getting direct buried cables, although it's not the ideal solution, I think just getting solid and virgin cables in the ground is going to help with a lot of the electrical losses that the airport's seeing, a lot of the ground faults that you're seeing. And depending on the contractor that's doing the electrical work, I would say, given the materials that are in place there, you'd probably have less damage to direct buried cables than you would pulling cables through, 700-800 feet of duct at a time. The guys in the field never like to use you put lube on the pipe and you put lube on the cable and then you pull it through, but there's never enough and you always get scratches on the cables if you're pulling too long. So,
okay.
I think direct buried will serve its purpose, but, again, for the sake of maintenance in the future, when we do the taxiway relocation at some point, induct is ideal.
And we're also talking, roughly a 10 plus year period that this cable has to survive out there. And some of the stuff out there is older than 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's been failing, but we feel that 10 years, it should be able to survive this no problem.
No, I'm good with that.
Yep. I was going to say, what is the 10-year outlook on why? I mean, if those things that are out there now are 50 years old, any experience, Nick, on just what a 10-year curve looks like on buried wire? Is it like the warranty on your dishwasher? After the first 3 years, it starts to fail? No.
The cables that we're specifying are the same cables that we would use direct burial on. Say a runway project like at Fitchburg, mm-hmm. we specified the same cables and that project needed to last 20 years. So we got 10 out of these and then have it become eligible for replacement because we're moving the whole lighting circuit. I think, you guys shouldn't have to worry about cabling in the ground for the next 30.
There you go. Thanks. Chris will still be there.
Yeah. Hopefully I will be.
I hope I'm still kicking.
No, you'll still be in that chair.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I see Roy on the – is Roy on the meeting?
He was earlier.
Yeah, there he is. We got the previous manager. And Roy was there for a solid 25 or more years. So it's a good seat to sit in, I think.
Okay, are you done, Nick?
I am. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. So that brings us to committees. We have none at the moment. We have no old business to go over. Unfortunately, we lost Phil.
Hey, Farrell, sorry to interrupt. Did we actually vote on the contract?
Yes.
Aye on the contract. I can't remember if we actually voted aye or not.
I believe we voted aye.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let's see. Chris already went over upcoming events. That brings us to public input as we close out the meeting. Does anybody have any comments? Okay, I don't hear anybody in the audience speaking up, so I'll move on to director's comments. I'll start with Brian.
I'm all set this month. Thanks.
David?
Yep, I've certainly said enough. I think things are moving along just nicely as always.
Okay. Jess?
I just want to make the comment saying thanks to Chris and Matt and Joe and the crew there at the airport for doing a great job clearing all the snow from all the storms that we've had. Everything at the airport looks great, so thanks very much, and good luck with the next ones.
Thank you.
That's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
I see Steve offering a thumbs up there, too, so that's always nice to hear. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's see. Man, who am I missing here?
In the rear of the gear, Joe. Everybody stay safe and be good.
Okay, and for myself, I'd also like to thank Chris and the crew for clearing snow. You know, it's like I haven't had to do anything for the past couple of snowfalls, and, you know, that's a wonderful thing. And that's about all I have for now. So let's see. With that, let's see. I would like to make a motion to adjourn to non-public section pursuant to RSA 91-A:3, section 2A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Okay. Let's see, is this a roll call? I keep forgetting. Yeah, I think this is a roll call. Chris?
Roll call in and out, yeah.
Okay, Chairman Woods?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Law?
Aye.
Secretary Holland?
Aye.
Treasurer Heath?
Yep.
And Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, so we now adjourn the public portion of the meeting and we'll go into executive session.